Online Podcast 190.
Langit
Biru.
Hello, hello, welcome. Hey, you out there, welcome to Online Podcast. Thank you for downloading this show and listening to it on your computer or in your iPod or in your iRiver or on any of your MP3 player. In fact, some of you may be listening to this on a CD. Here's another way of downloading the show and then burn it on a CD and take it with you if you don't have a portable media player, portable music player, whatever. Welcome and happy Monday. I'm in the studio. My parents are at, they're actually upstairs. I was going to have them come down here. I don't know whether they're going to do that or not. My brother's also here. Several things to talk about, so I'm going to go jump right into it. But before I start, I actually want to remind you that anytime during the show, if you would like to respond to what I say on this show, you are more than welcome to call this number, 206-888-JOHN, 206-888-JOHN. For those of you who live in the Washington State, not D.C., Washington State, you can call that number. Actually, if you're in Seattle, you can call that number for free, 206-888-JOHN. And those of you who are outside of Seattle, you can also call that for free if you have your free long distance on your mobile phone. So if you're listening to this and there's something that you want to respond to me right away, you are welcome to call that number, 206-888-JOHN. It's been a while since I asked anybody to call. However, I do have a lovely listener who managed to call this number just recently and sang me my theme song. Now he sounded a little tipsy. Francis, let me know what's going on.
Hello, John.
Hello.
This is Francis.
Hi,
I know
Francis.
You've heard from me before. Just wanted to say hi. Hello, how are you?
Ouch, that was my jaw.
Yeah, I thought about you, listened to your podcast and all that with Kayla?
Kay.
Alright, talk to you later.
Thank you. Thank you for the message. Francis, were you drunk? Let me know. You'll leave me another message. Now, another way of having you leaving me messages is to go through my website. There is a My Ching Chong, I call it My Ching Chong. You can click on there. If your computer is set up to leave messages, you can, or to set up to record audio, you can actually leave a message there as well. So go to onlinepodcast.com if you're whoops, that was a difficult burp. I'll tell you all about my burping. If you want to leave me a message on my Ching Chong, you can go to onlinepodcast.com and do so there. And if you want me to send an audio comment, say on stereo using your binaural microphones, in case you want to buy one, you can go to onlinepodcast.com. Also, on the right hand side, there are some links down there that you can click. And then you know, I get some money. But no, they said that they've sent out two checks, but I've never received anything. So I'm going to have to call them and see what's up. I have helped them sell quite a few microphones there. So that said, thank you again, Francis, for leaving the message. Let me know if you were drunk. It's all right to be drunk as long as you're not driving. And however, I don't drink. Yeah. So, talking about Kay, not Kayla, but Kay, I just want to, again, I don't know if Kay listens to this regularly or does he just listen to the show that he's on. However, I just would like to set the record straight, telling him that there's nothing wrong with his interview. I know that right after the show, in the comments area, there were a few people who talked about his unwillingness or he kind of was not quite sure about telling his stories, but I didn't feel that way because probably it wasn't the first time listening to it. But you know, you're entitled to have all this, like, what's his name? Ichi something. Left Ichi, Lee, something like that. He left a message. Maybe I should go see it. He left the message for me. And also another person also commented that Kenichi Lee and what is the other but Nick Thomas, who also has his own podcast at nickthomas.org, nickthomas.org. I'll try to remember to put it on the show notes. If I don't remember it, and I don't remember. And also Kenichi also seems to have photos there, so you can go check that out. Just go to the show 188. Back to K is the name of the show, and then go to the comment area. But the reason why I brought this up is because I don't want him to feel like he has to be somebody else, or he has to be something to be on the show. No, you don't have to be anything. In fact, the reason why people listen to the show is because it's all about me, and it's really sometimes not about anything at all. But it's the common thing that we share that make common things that we share that make this show possible and that makes this podcast something that you listen to right now, something that you would expect to hear every single Monday. So you don't have to be anything to be on the show. Of course, if you are, I mean, you don't have to be anything other than yourself is what I meant to be on the show. So thank you again, Kay, for doing the show. And I think there are many more people who can really connect with you if you can look past the whole production quality. I know the audio sucks a little bit because of the Skype connection in Malaysia. Internet connection in Malaysia suck big time. So with that, I'm going to move on to a different thing in fact, I listened to the 733 podcast by Brad. Is it 773? Yeah, I don't remember it. Let me look at my iTunes because I subscribe to the show. It's I'm not going to give like a review or anything here, but he talk about his personal stuff. And if you're interested, you can all go over to I like it because I felt like I already know him somewhat, and I would like to find out more about him. So listen to 773 podcast. You can find that in iTunes if you use iTunes, or you can also go to the website. The website is that's like a magism while she thinks. Of course, she's almost dead. And iTunes store is kind of slow, so I'm not going to go there. So just go to 773podcast.com. I believe you can actually go and find out more about him. And talking about that too, other listeners, Steve, my buddy Steve from Swan Lake, we were chatting, and we chat all the time, and we were chatting, and then he was like working constantly, right? Every single time I'm talking to him, he's working. And, I'm distracting him, but he's actually working. But I just want to let him know, and I hope he successfully have done this by the time you listen to this, Steve, on Monday, or whenever you listen to this, that you have successfully taken out an hour or so and devote that entire hour to yourself. We were talking about how you... Now, the reason why we click so much is because of our personality and of our things that we share in common. For instance, codependency, trying to take care of other people too much. I've learned to always have to pull back because trying to help this much sometimes is not helpful. And so, not just help, like making sure that things go right. And so I was talking to him and I said that maybe he should take a little time off and actually do something that he enjoys by his own, on his own, without any interruption from other people or work. So I hope he managed to do that. And I tried to do that on Saturday, but it rained. I was going to go to the market with my parents, so it rained. And I also did something to really take care of myself, and that is to sleep. I love my sleep. And so I slept in quite late and enjoyed that rainy morning. And it was really wonderful. I felt really, really good after that. So I hope you did that, Steve. And then, oh, I also did something fun also. I went to the dollar store, something like Dollar General. No, it's not Dollar General. Something dollar something. And meaning most of the stuff there. If you're not from the United States or Canada, you may not know about this, but we have this store called, like, the dollar store is what we call it. Most of the stuff there are dollars. So Bruce always make the joke that, you know, he would go into the store and ask, how much is this? How much is that? How much is this? How much is that? Most of the things are tagged at $1. Sometimes because of, I don't know what now. Now there are actually $3 things and $10 things, $5 things also. Most of the things, however, are priced at $1 each. So I went there and bought several things, some cleaning brushes and stuff like that. And I went to the checkout counter, and the checkout girl asked me if I would like to buy a toy for Toys for Tots. And Toys for Tots, for those of you outside of this country, I don't even know. Gosh, maybe I should have done my research a little bit earlier. Toys for Tots, it's a charity and by the Marines. And they have this... Ooh, the Marines hot. If you go to toysfortots.org. Yay. Cutie pet. Ooh. On the Marines. So the Marines organized this charity where you can donate toys to this foundation, and then they would distribute the toys to kids without toys and from families who are not able to afford to buy them toys, especially around Christmas time. So I said yes, and so I bought, just pick in that bucket, they have like a bucket of all the toys. And I was looking through, and the first thing that caught my eye, of course, was a purse, an orange color purse with kind of rhinestone-y crystal handle. Furry orange color purse. And it's really cute, and it has like princess or something written on it. Glittery. And so that was the first thing that caught my eyes. And of course, I was like, let me look through, making sure that there aren't any other things in there. So I looked through, and there were like toy guns and toy cars and some army stuff. And the one that I really liked was that furry purse. And so I picked that up. I said, will you like this? I asked the girl, and she said, yes. I said, okay, I do too. And so I picked that, and I paid for it, and it looks like a dollar. And I paid for it, and then I dropped it into the box. And I thought the whole time, I was like, I hope a gay kid actually found it and actually liked it and I actually get to keep it. The likelihood is, if it goes to some really open-minded family, they would probably let their kids play with that, the boys. If it's coming from probably a little bit more traditional family, and even open family, but when it comes to their own child, they may not be as open as maybe their son coming up to the mom and say, mommy, I like that furry purse. My mom would let me play with that. That's why I, you know, I've become who I am today, being the certified sissy that I am. You know what I'm saying? So I hope some gay child found that and will enjoy that purse for a while, because it's really cute. Or a girl would definitely enjoy that too. Unless you're a lesbian. No, some lesbians like that too. But whoever gets that toy, I hope they would enjoy it. And that just brought back a lot of memory, because as a child, I used to play with handbags also. I don't know other gay kids out there do that, but I did. I loved my mom's handbags, and I would play with her handbags. In fact, my cousin who lived with us also had this, almost, it's not toys really, but it's like a tiny little purse that has all the beads sewn outside. So it's very ornate. And on the top of it, it's just like a little kind of long, almost wine, you know, those bag, that pretty looking bag that people put like a cover sleeve or whatever for the wine bottle. It almost looks like that. And it bunches up on the top. And the area where it bunches up is actually kind of like a ring of X's. And those X's actually move in the middle. So when you press it down, it actually constrict and becomes this round gold thing. If you expand it, it actually opens up and it reveals the X's. So I actually had a bag, well, not mine, but I play with it all the time because it's cute and, you know, I like purses. I'm a little gay boy there. I actually have a picture that sometime in the future I'm going to scan and send you, and I was so gay. And so that was my gay purse, and sometimes I would actually flip it over and put it on my head because it looks like a crown. And I love that too. And I actually do own a tiara. So that's that. So I thought, hopefully that a little gay boy or any girl or boy who enjoy that toy, come on, it's just a toy. And I don't really think training your child to be this macho or feminine character would make them straight or gay. And so I've seen great parents who just let their kids be. You know, they want guns or not real guns, but they want toy guns. I as a child like toy guns because I like to aim at things and shoot it. All of a sudden, that's like a different picture came into my head. Oh, Steve. Oh, great God. I like guns sometimes. And so, gosh, that made me blush. My face is all hot and red. And, by the way, we went out then taking pictures all afternoon, this afternoon earlier. I went out with my parents with Bruce's nice Canon Digital Rebel camera, and we went out there and shot some orange, red, yellow leaves from the foliage from our neighborhood. So that was really fun, and I'll be posting some of those too when I get the time. But so how are we doing here? I thought I have something else. Oh yeah, and so I have this one other thing, and I'm probably, when I'm done with this, I'm probably done. I may have had a gastric bypass surgery done to me while I'm asleep. And this happened like within a week. I found that I was unable to eat very greasy stuff, or even just like moderately greasy stuff with coconut milk, or just being too full. I used to be able to like binge a lot, right? And I stopped that binging habit for a while, since probably a little bit before my parents arrived. And I thought that I have a gastric bypass surgery this last week, because I had, what did I have? I had some stuff. Anyway, for the last couple of weeks, really, I've been feeling really sick after I eat too much. If I eat like moderately full, I'm okay, and things seems to be digesting just fine. If I overeat a little bit, the worst night was last weekend. I think, was it Friday or Thursday? My mom made chicken curry, and I love chicken curry, and I burp, right? Like this. I'm sorry, excuse me, I burped. And the people who, you know, there were people who find that very offensive, and I'm very sorry, but I burped. And so I've already have the history of having gas coming out from the top, so I don't fart. Well, not never, but I usually don't. And then I burp, right? And the gas would come up. And for some reason, I wasn't burping, and it was really piling up, and my mom seems to think that it was coming from the coconut milk in the curry. And I had quite a bit. I was a little bit too full than what I should feel. I was too full, and I was drinking a lot of the curry, you know, the soup, the curry. No, not soup, but curry, sauce. And then my stomach, I was starting to feel a little bit, there's like this burning sensation in my stomach. So spiciness, I don't know whether spiciness has anything to do with this, but probably some. And then I get all bloated, right? Really bloated. And I thought maybe if I take a gas relief pill, which I've just now purchased and I would be using it soon, I would feel a little bit more comfortable. So I pop one in. It still didn't help. A few late hours later, I actually drank a small glass of soda, thinking that that was going to help me burp. And it did not. In fact, that made it worse. It sort of like made my stomach so bloated that it felt like somebody poked me from inside with a knife. And it's really hurting. Like, it's like right on the very top of your stomach. So you're kind of like your rib cage or your chest bone, right? Right underneath there. It hurts so badly that, it's to the point where I almost like going to pass out. And so I was telling my mom, and I was trying to stay up to do activities rather than just go to bed, right? I stayed up and I played mahjong with my parents, and it hurt so bad that I couldn't stand it. And so what did my mom do? And she said that she has this other pill, and she asked me to take another pill because that sounds very similar to sometimes what my mom would have. And what I've realized is, oh my gosh, it felt like people who had gastric bypass, what they would experience, acid reflux and gas and bloated and all that. It was so uncomfortable that I stayed up to about 2, almost 3 o'clock. But luckily, I went to the bathroom and I pooped, and that really helped. I'm sorry. I hope you're not having lunch. So I went to the bathroom and that helped. But of course, for the last several days, if I have anything that is a little bit much, like yesterday I went to a friend's, was it yesterday? No, Saturday night. Saturday night I went to a friend's house, and she was celebrating, and we were all celebrating Deepavali. Deepavali, it's a light festival, I guess. Indian celebrates that. And so I went to a friend's house to celebrate that festivity. And of course, she made yummy food. And I ate a little bit too much. Not too much, right? Just a tiny bit too much. And then I was feeling a little bit uncomfortable. So I feel like I just recently got a credit card too, and I'm going to have to check because I've got like 0% APR on that credit card, and I want to check to see if I've actually subconsciously drove myself to a hospital and get my stomach stapled and then come back, and I'm going to have to check and see if it's on my credit card somewhere, because I just feel like I just have a gastric bypass surgery or something. Now, that to some of you may think that, oh my gosh, that's going to be good. He's going to be skinny eventually. Well, we'll see. I don't really know. Tonight we had food and I'm feeling okay right now. So I didn't overeat, hopefully. And so I don't know. Maybe that's going to make me a little bit more careful with what I eat. I thought I was already careful. Now, another reason that my mom thought that happens is because since my parents came over here, they have been cooking very light lunch. And I've been coming back from work to home, to my house, to have lunch almost every single weekday. So that may have, made my tummy made my stomach a little, wimpy. And now every time I eat something that's too extreme, I get all this bad reaction. So we'll see. Maybe it's just a little stomach, a little tummy bug that I picked up somewhere. And if that's the case, I'll still be fat. If it is changing my eating habit, that might not be too bad of an idea. So my mom is saying if you eat smaller meals, but more meals, that is probably better for my stomach. And I'm going to burp again. Oh, I'm thankful that I'm burping. Because when I could not burp, it really, like, bloat and probably like expanded my tummy to the point of explosion. So that was scary. Is that all I wanted to tell you? Why do I, like, every time I was thinking I sang for a wedding too. I sang for a wedding, and I wish that I could get married myself. And I contemplated about that. I contemplated about not doing weddings, but really, it's good money. So, it's like $150. I charge $150, which is actually sometimes quite reasonable. $150 for a Catholic wedding service or a mass. So, when I was singing, I thought, should I be more political and actually stand up and say, no, I won't sing for your wedding because I can't get married myself. Not, you know, let alone being in the church, like just legally in this country, I can't do that. So I thought of that, but then I guess I still need the money. So I'm a whore. And so I'm going to continue doing my wedding gigs. And so I was there at the church and went very well. But I just thought, you know, it would be nice if I get to do that too. Not that I have to, but at least I have the option of doing. To my straight listeners out there, I must have some straight listeners. I know I have some female straight listeners. I have actually a straight couple actually listen to the show. But if you are not gay, and I just want to see how many people I'm talking to who are not gay in the amongst the online podcast listeners. I have, you know, probably about 350 to 400 shows downloaded within a month. And so I would like to find out whether or not you are one of them who are not gay. And so that I'm not preaching to the choir. But this is slightly of a lighter show. I was hoping that I get to talk to my parents about things and stuff. Was that my phone beeping? Did somebody try to call me? Let me check. No, it wasn't my phone. I don't know what that beep was. So I was going to post a show. My Penang Hokkien show, and I forgot about it. So I hope nobody complained too much. If you come over here and listen to this, I already posted the Penang Hokkien show. Go listen to the Penang Hokkien show. I just posted it several minutes ago. And maybe that's probably it. Let me think. Do I have anything to respond to? I want to say thank you again to Archer for entertaining me. I'm just looking at the stuff here. And I want to thank Jeb again for the very nice comment on my website and also his generous donations. And yes, you're right. I get carried away and I buy things for the show. And there's like monthly subscription thingy. Now, another way for you to, I haven't talked about this for a while. Another way for you to help support the show is actually go buy my t-shirts. In fact, somebody bought t-shirts this, just recently. I don't have my computer with me. I wish I have it here. Something like Montrose. Okay, I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to pick up my computer. I'm going to go away far. And then I am going to come back. And I'm going to tell you who bought the t-shirt. Because the t-shirt sales been slow. And yesterday when I got the that email from PayPal that somebody bought the t-shirt, I was so excited. And so I decided that I'm going to announce the show. And you can find this show if you are a Montrose Monitor.blogspot.com. Montrose Monitor.blogspot.com. He is a podcaster. His name is John Buffington from Houston, Texas. And he's a cutie pie too. And so you can go over there and you can buy t-shirt. I put a link on his website. You can click. Oh, he is a cutie pie. You can click on the link. I'm going to put the same link on my website also. In fact, on this show's post, Wear Your Pride, Support This Podcast. Click on that link. It's going to bring you to the podcastersunite.com website for you to purchase the t-shirt. Now, every t-shirt that you purchase, you get the opportunity to put in a URL for you to get a donation. $1 of each sale gets donated back to the podcasting community. You just provide me with the website, and then I'll go to the website. If they have a a link for Amazon donation or PayPal. I prefer PayPal. If you have PayPal donation, I will donate $1 for you. So that money that you spend actually goes back to other podcasters. Now, you can support my website by buying that t-shirt. You can put in a different show's URL. A different show's URL for them to get the dollar donation. And so that would be wonderful. So if you can do that for me, I would love you even more. That is podcastersunite.com. I haven't talked about this for a while. That's why the show, the sale is slow. Slow and mo slow homo. I don't think I have anything else. I think that's probably it. And so if I am inspired, I'll probably do something this week. If I'm not inspired, I'll maybe talk to you next week. Okay. Go to onlinepodcast.com, check out the website. You can leave me a My Chingo message, or My Ching Chong as I call it, or call 206-888-JOHN and leave me a voice comment there also, or email me at online@gmail.com. And I hope the show will bring you a tiny smile. And the main thing that the thing that I always remind you to do is actually don't forget to smile. That is something that we take for granted, but don't forget to smile, ladies. Ta-ta.